Which of the Olamavams?
Yeah, exactly.
The first one or the second one?
Okay. So we're going to go over, I think, what you guys were asking, which is what's the standard opinion, and then we'll go to the Rambam, okay? So the standard view is, and I call it the standard view because it's probably shared by most of the Rishonim, which is the Ramban. The Ramban is the main well-known opinion. There's also somebody called the Rama, not the Rama, not the one that wrote the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama is Reish Mem Hei, Ramer Abalafio or something like that. And he was a contemporary of the Rambam. We have his Pirushim on Suyas and Shas and everything. He was one of the big Rishonim. And he has in his introduction to the 11th parak of Sanhedrin, he has all the letters that he wrote to the Rambam, basically attacking the Rambam for his opinion and explaining his own view. So they both say the following. They both say more similar to what we're accustomed to. After a person dies, they go to Gan Eden. The neshama goes to Gan Eden.
What's the, that's Olam of Neshamot?
Yeah, that's where the neshamos, you know, enjoy their stay.
Gan Eden was a real place. It wasn't an Olam Neshamot. It was a place where Adam and Chava lived. So
yes, but no, it doesn't say that. It says Va'ita Gan Be'Eden Mikadem. But this is a more spiritual place. Okay.
It's not the same Gan Eden as in Iraq.
No.
Gan Eden is the original Gan Eden that we know of.
No, that's what the Rambam would say, because according to the Rambam, the person goes to, but they go to Olam Haba, they go to some sort of Olam HaNeshamot, okay? And that's where the Neshama hangs out with Hashem until later time. For all those that are in this world and are Zoicha to Mashiach, Mashiach will come. And everyone that's here in the world, when Mashiach comes, will experience Mashiach. And Mashiach, like we explained yesterday, is a time that people will be able to perfect themselves even further and with more clarity. But it's basically part of this system. It's part of this system of the world. It's not a different type of existence. It's basically the system of the world that we live in. That's Yimos HaMashiach. After that, there will be Tchias HaMesim, okay, the resurrection of the dead. Everyone will come back alive, and everyone will go from that alive state into Olam Haba and live forever. Okay?
Hold on. Olam Haba meaning Neshamot?
No. Olam Haba. The next, the Olam Haba is, according to this opinion, Olam Haba is an Olam which does not exist today. It's an Olam Haba. It will be existing only after Mashiach will come. And that's an existence that after Tchias HaMesim, people will live in that world, which is going to be completely spiritual.
So and all the Neshamot that were in that Olam HaNeshamot come back in the
Tchias HaMesim. In the form of Guf, yes.
But question, you mentioned that in the Yemei HaMashiach, that the Tchias HaMesim comes at the end.
Yes, correct.
But wouldn't you, I mean...
So what are you asking?
When are the souls getting purified? In the Gan Eden?
Right.
Like the ones that already died.
Well, what happens is that the soul, you're right, it goes through whatever purification process it needs to go through in the Olam HaNeshamot, which is either in Gehenim or in Gan Eden. Gehenim maybe purifies the soul. The guf of the person goes through a decomposition process in the ground, okay? So that the impurities of the guf become decomposed. Eventually, the guf and the neshama reconnect after Mashiach. They will connect, and then that will be Olam Haba. That existence of Olam Haba is the existence that Adam and Chava had before their Avera. It was a perfect existence that the guf and the neshama coexisted in perfect harmony. Okay, as we know, it said in the parasha that until Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was not embarrassed of being naked, right? Because there was no the just like the Ramban says, just like we're not embarrassed to show our hands. Why? Because we use our hands to do mitzvahs. So they understood their whole body was that way. There was no taiva. There was no desires that would distract the person. Everything was for the purpose of avodas Hashem, and the guf and the neshama clicked completely as one, and we are going to live that existence that Adam and Chava were supposed to live before they did that Avera. Okay. Now, because they did that Avera, we have to, the world had to go through this entire process, which is pretty crazy if you think about it, right? That means that this whole entire world is just in order to perfect us, to reach back to that state. And ultimately, the neshama and the guf will reunite in a way that will experience the olam haba. And this is obviously why, by the way, cremation is so terrible. Because what cremation is saying, basically, is that that's the end of your existence. So it's terrible heresy, first of all. It's kfira. It's kfira. You know, it's heretical, because you're basically saying you're not coming back. And also, you're not allowing the guf to go through the process of burial, which means the purification of the body, in order to allow it to experience olam haba, which is netzach netzachim, which is eternal.
Is it fair to say someone who gets cremated doesn't have chelek in olam haba, or he still could, because...
I'm not going to say, well, if it's their choice, not their choice, but simply put...
It's not the table. It's not the table. It's not the derech.
Simply put, it's not. They're pashtus. Simply put, they're not eligible for tchias amesim and olam haba.
So it's a very. This according to Ramban, you said this whole shita.
Yes.
Or
this is
according to Ramban.
This is no. This is Nachmanides. This is Nachmanides. Ramban. This is the
okay.
Ramban.
Which is the mainstream.
This is the more mainstream approach. Okay, as you know, we have on Shabbos morning. I think the Sfardim also. Do you have a tefillah right before Kel Adon that says, "Ein karekecha Hashem Elokein, ein aroch lecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh"? You know what I'm talking about? Those words
right
before. So it says, "Ein aroch lecha Hashem Elokeinu ba'olam hazeh."
Ve'in
zulatecha Elokeinu l'chayei olam haba, which means olam haba is in this case olam haba means the olam haneshamot. Efes biltecha goaleinu. We have nothing beside you. Limot haMashiach. So tchiyat ha-meitim is after Yimot HaMashiach. That's what we're saying, right? So this is fits with the Ramban's approach, okay? So the Ramban's approach, again, according to the Ramban, what's good is that once there's tchiyat ha-meitim, people don't die anymore, right? Why? Because we're going to be living the way Adam HaRishon was meant to live in the first place, without death.
In a different place.
The whole world will be that way. I don't know where I'm saying, but kipshutai, whatever that means, it's in the world that Hashem creates. You know, the Gemara technically says that the world will be destroyed and Hashem will make a new existence. But the point is, I don't know about that. But that's the concept. So again, according to the Ramban, we live in this world. We have challenges between our guf and our neshama. Terrible challenges. Who's in charge? Your guf. The neshama, guf, neshama, right? We have this, like, we're fighting all the time. Our neshama says, do good. Our guf says, well, take care of me. And the neshama says, no, take care of me. And this is the struggle we have. The death separates the guf from the neshama. The neshama goes to olam haneshamot. The guf goes, so both the guf and the neshama, both the body and the soul are going through a purification process. The neshama goes through the purification process in some spiritual sense, Gehenom or in Gan Eden. The guf goes through the purification process in burial. Okay. Then who's ever alive will go through, will be alive to greet the Mashiach. Mashiach will allow everyone.
Those who are alive stay alive. They don't go through any death.
Right. It's just geschmack. Everyone, you know.
Maybe we're that generation. I don't know.
We definitely have to be zeichet to it. But yeah. And then. Tchias HaMesim will come at the end of the Messianic period, which will then lead to the new existence of Olam Haba, which means that the world will change completely, and the Guf and the Neshama that both went through their various purification process will now reunite to then, you know, to then be able to experience a purely spiritual existence, okay? Now, 2 points. One point I'm not going to address, I'm just going to bring up. Another point that we'll try to address a little. One point is that everyone wants to know, you know, if the neshama is a Gilgal, so when it reunites with the guf, which guf will it reunite with? The Gilgal, the not Gilgal, you know, Pinchas was a Gilgal of this. So which guf was it going to go back to? That's the one I'm not going to address. okay, that point, because it's a little complicated. However, the point that I will try to address is that so I don't understand something. So you're telling me that we, in our lowly state, we are going to greet Mashiach, and we'll be able to live for 1,000 years with Mashiach in that new existence. But someone that died a year earlier, they missed it. They missed a cutoff. So they're not going to experience Mashiach. So it's like weird. Like, well, why do those people not get to experience Mashiach in the Ramban? Right? Because according to the Ramban, it's going at the end of the Messianic period. Right, so you're telling me that all the Rashi and the Rambam missed the window; they're not going to get to see Mashiach, and the Vilna Gaon and Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and but us low people, we're going to get there, right? We're the lowest generation, and we're going to get it, and they're not. It's not fair. It's not fair. Not only is not fair. They davened their whole life to greet Mashiach, and they missed it. So if you remember, I'll speak it out a little more clearly, but what we said yesterday in the Rambam was that there will be a Tchias HaMesim before Mashiach. But according to this, a Tchias HaMesim is after, so they're going to miss the boat. They missed it. So if you're not there at the right time, so the plane took off without you. So it's a little odd, it's a little hard to swallow, because all those great tzaddikim are not going to get to experience the greatest joy of finally seeing the whole world tachas the memshala of Hashem and being under the it's a great time in history.
Just to say that the Olam Haba, after the Tichat Amitim is not going to be with Mashiach.
It's going to be, no, it's because Mashiach is a physical existence and that's a spiritual one. It's a different thing.
So, yeah, I didn't understand that. So the Olam Haba is no physical. It's
no,
all...
well, the goof is there, right? The goof reunite. It's like Adam Arishon before the sin. So he had a goof, he had a body, but he was living in a total spiritual state, right?
Why can't there be Mashiach there also?
No, Mashiach is in this world, with our physicality, we still, you know, we don't have golos anymore, and we have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's a totally, it's nothing to do one with the other. It's in this existence, but it's in a totally... The Nisayon becomes much less. The tests become less. The challenges become less. The clarity, we have a clarity of Hashem. But it's within the context of our existence today. Okay, so the Ritva and other Yishayim answer, and a great answer. Okay, very fundamental answer. They say that according to the Ramban, according to this Mahalach, there are actually two Tchias HaMesims. There's one Tchias HaMesim, which we talked about, which comes after Yom HaMashiach, like we said in the Defila, right? So Tchias HaMesim is after Mashiach, okay? That's for everybody. That's for any Jew, provided that he didn't deny Tchias HaMesim. As long as you believe in Tchias HaMesim, you'll get it. Fine. But there's another one. There's a Tchias HaMesim that's special for anybody that longed to see Mashiach. Hashem says, if you prayed in your lifetime to see Mashiach, and you prayed in your lifetime to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and you were mis'abel on Yerushalayim, you mourned over the loss of Yerushalayim properly, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will make a special Tchias HaMesim for those individuals and bring them back to life so that they can experience the joy of Yom HaMashiach. So it comes out that Tchias HaMesim will actually be split into two steps. There will be the Yom HaMashiach, there will be the Tchias HaMesim for those people who longed Mashiach and longed to see the Beis HaMikdash. Those people will be zoichet to a Tchias HaMesim special for them. And the rest of the Jewish people who are fine, they're good guys, you know, good people, they believe in Tchias HaMesim, but they weren't on that level. They will be resurrected after Mashiach in preparation for Olam Haba.
This is according to who, Rabbi?
This is in the opinion of the Ramban. We're going in that school of thought.
No, with the two Yemot HaMashiach, that's the Ramban now?
The two Tchias HaMesim. Yeah, it's still the Ramban's opinion. I'm just adding to it that even according to the Ramban...
I've heard of two Mashiachs, but I've never heard of two Tchias HaMesim.
All right, so you learned something new.
Okay.
So according to the Ramban, there's going to be a two-tiered Tchias HaMeisim. The Tchias HaMeisim for those that longed to see the Beis HaMikdash, they'll get to see the Beis HaMikdash. And then after that, there will be a separate Tchias HaMeisim, which is going to be for the rest of the Hamoinam, of everyone else in the Jewish people. And they will come after Mashiach, and they will go straight to Olam Haba. Okay? So tomorrow, I just want to wrap up and understand a little bit the nuances and the depth of the Ramban versus the Rambam. Okay? So we put both on the table. But to understand it a little bit better, we'll compare them a little bit tomorrow. All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Shkach.
Okay. Deep stuff.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. We'll see y'all.
Thank you.